You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at Chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure.
Those huge multi-tweet threads are Twitter's newest official feature. By David Pierce. Everybody loves a good hashtag thread. You know the type. Those long strings of related messages designed to tell a story or make a point that can't be expressed in a single tweet. They used to be called tweet storms. Now they're just threads. The Trump era has spawned many threads, and you can find good ones on everything from Starbucks zombies to Olive Garden fights to the deeply personal ramifications of healthcare policy. In a fast-moving, ever-changing timeline, threads can powerfully dominate a conversation. Threads have never been an official thing. All you do is reply to your own tweet, and you've got a thread going. But throw in a few replies from other people, and reading a thread becomes a mess. So Twitter's making threads easier to create, easier to find, and easier to read. Now, a thread is a full-fledged Twitter feature, right alongside hashtags and casual racism. The threading feature will roll out slowly, so it might not hit your phone immediately. Once you get it, you'll notice a new plus sign button when you go to compose a tweet. Rather than just typing your 280 and hitting tweet, you can tap the plus and compose another tweet right in the same window. Once your story is complete, you tap tweet all, and the entire thread goes out to the world at once. On the other side, if someone sees your tweet in their timeline, they can hit show this thread and find the whole thing. Threads become popular because they allow for more space, which allows for more context and thought than even a 280-character tweet. In a world where nobody seems to believe anybody, a little extra space to explain can be invaluable. Twitter, as a service, desperately needs ways to give users more space. It has reportedly discussed allowing tweets up to 10,000 characters and has removed many of its limits in order to let people more fully express themselves. Threads are another means to the same end. Using the new threading tools feature doesn't feel groundbreaking. It's even kind of wonky. When you tap to see the rest of the thread, it takes you to the tweet you were looking at, with everything before threaded, but not always everything after. I'm told this is a bug, and not how it should work long term. It works great for composing, though. Either way, Twitter has lots of bigger problems, more worth its engineering resources. Still, the thread support feels like a return to what made Twitter work in the first place. The product changing to suit the way people want to use it. Hashtags, at names, longer character counts, and most of Twitter's other core features started as grassroots, user-created features that the company decided to officially support. Unlike Moments, the video, and the algorithmic timeline, threads are something users want to do and something Twitter can help with. The downside, of course, is that official thread support will surely lead to more threads. So don't forget to follow the same advice you always should on Twitter. Never tweet. Wait, no, not that. Don't be an asshole. Nope, hang on. Always tweet responsibly. There it is.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure right now.
We walk inside and it's raining. Our home was ruined. We couldn't live there.
Our first concern was the kids. this was going to be hard on them. Chubb got us a place to stay in the same school district. Otherwise, it could have been a nightmare.
Chubb turned a disaster into an adventure for our kids.
And no one missed a day of school.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.